welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn. And as usual, not last week, but as usual, Jessica Park, my lovely co-host in the studio with me. Welcome, Jessica. Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome back.
How was your birthday week without me? Was it nice to spend a week away from me? And I know I was off on vacation, so we didn't have the show.
Yeah,
so.
It was a good week. My friends threw me a party. Usually I throw myself a party, but this year my friends took over the reins, and it was a great time.
Did they do a good job being the professional industry? Do you judge them on what they pick out for to do the party? Or?
I wasn't supposed to do anything, and I still showed up and like did decor on the dessert table and put candles everywhere and brought flowers. So I still couldn't let go of the responsibility completely. It's kind of ridiculous.
I love it. So who do we have in the studio today? You brought some lovely ladies with you.
We do. Today we have Rebecca Gerber with Rebecca Diane Invitations. We have Yona Bernstock with Flowers by Yona, and we're going to start the show today with Cindy Harder Sims of Cindy Harder Photography.
Welcome, Cindy. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Thank you. My name is Cindy Harder Sims. I go with Cindy Harder Photography, and my studio is right on Main Street in Cartersville, Georgia. And it is my goal in life to find love and capture it.
I absolutely love that tagline. How did you decide you wanted to be a photographer? Like, what was the inspiration for it?
It was an interesting thing in that photography, I like to say, found me. I was going through a difficult time, and it started out with taking pictures as a way of therapy to be able to see love. I knew what love looked like. I knew what it was supposed to feel like. I didn't have a lot of it in my life at the time. Mm-hmm. And I started taking pictures of connections between other people. And I thought if I could take pictures of other families and they could see what they had in each other, then maybe they would never leave each other. And that's how it started. And people could feel the message, and people could feel the love. And one by one, my business, it turned into a business where people kept asking me. And eventually, I left my day job, and the rest is history, and I've never looked back.
I bet. And you have a studio, you said. That is huge. That's great.
Very exciting. It's a small little studio right on Main Street by a red light, so people are forced to look in my window. Mm-hmm. And it's fabulous.
I love that. It's like a fairy tale story.
It really is. Every day I have my green little key that I take and unlock my door, and it still feels like I'm playing store.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
So who's your ideal client? Like who do you shoot the most? Is it weddings? Is it birthdays? Is it events?
I have my business is about 50-50 with portrait business as well as weddings. I shoot about 35 weddings per year, and I shoot on average 3 to 4 portrait sessions a week.
Wow, that's a lot.
So I stay really busy. I'm thankful. People keep calling, and I say hurrah.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you do those I see all the time on Pinterest and stuff. My girlfriend's always showing to me those engagement photos where people are doing all those crazy things.
I don't know if they're crazy. More the way I run my business is it starts from the first interview that I have with an engagement couple, and I kind of get to know the dynamics between their relationship, and my goal is to make sure that every session is unique to them, that I don't have any cookie-cutter sessions. I've had people where their dream as a couple was to build their house, and they were building it during their engagement, and we went to the house and took pictures with boxes, and I mean, that was their dream. So I've had sessions like that. I've had sessions where maybe they were hikers and we went and climbed a mountain and they were in their hiking gear. And so every session is different, but hopefully unique to them. And really, when the people see it that know them, they say, oh my word, that is so them.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
So I look at a lot of pictures, and that doesn't happen all the time. It really doesn't. Some of them, they just look awkward and like kind of staged, and they have props they don't really know what they're doing with. Where did I get this prop? Like,
My sessions are very conversational, where they talk through things that they love about each other or things that they're feeling about each other, and I'm with the camera just clicking while they're expressing how they feel about each other.
Yeah.
So it makes for a very natural session.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a common misconception. We've had a couple photographers in there that anyone thinks they can be a photographer. They're like, hey, I have a camera phone. I have Instagram and filters. But a big part of it is making people feel comfortable because people freeze up on camera.
Yeah.
They see a lot of film work, and they just will – they'll be talking to you. Everything's good. As long as that red light goes on or they know they're on camera, they're just like – they don't know what to do. So you have to keep them comfortable.
Yeah.
Yes.
how do you go through that engagement? Is it, do they come to you with an idea, or you're like, do you sort of sculpt their dream or figure it out, or do you guys have a survey? How does that work?
I like to think it's a collaboration. They tell me about how they met and what they love about each other. And then if they have ideas, some people do. And if that's the case, I can get good pictures anywhere and I will work around that. Mm-hmm. If they don't and they give me creative freedom, sometimes that works out even better because I have a time to think about them and think about a place that reflects them and ideas of what kind of conversation I'm going to be into to bring out what is inside of them mm-hmm. during mm-hmm. our session. So it's a combination of both.
Well, I'm looking at your business card, which is about the size of a photograph, and it has just an amazing picture on it. It's like, it looks like a magical place, like on water, and there's stone, and there's a wooden table, and the bride's laying down. Where is this place? How do you find places like this?
It's very cool. It's a client that found me. I flew to Sacramento, California,
okay.
and that's his parents' backyard. It's an infinity pool, and they had, it was a circle infinity pool with a round hot tub in the center of the infinity pool, and they had a piece of plexiglass made for the top of the hot tub, and then another piece of plexiglass Neat. As a sidewalk to get out there. And the second she texted me with, this is where they were going to get married, I had that vision in my head. I just knew that,
that.
Were going to have to do that. And I'm really thankful. I won a big award with WPPI this year with that photograph.
So how do you set yourself apart from all the competition? Because I know there's a lot of different people that have cameras and they say they can take pictures, and you got your brother's cousin who say, well, I'll shoot your wedding for you, I'll shoot this, and it's all right. So how do you compete with them, and what sets you apart?
I think the very first thing is that your skill set needs to be beyond professional level. I've worked for years studying with top wedding photographers all mm-hmm. over the world, and I know what I'm doing with my gear, and I have top gear. I think that's the first thing. After that, my personal touch with my clients, from the very first time that they come to my studio and we have our conversation where they tell me their story, and they feel special from the time they come in, and I stay with them, and through the engagement session, by the end of that, they feel so comfortable with me that the wedding day is flawless, mm-hmm. and I'm a team player. I love to work with all of the vendors that are there and try to make it as easy as possible so that she has a good time. It's not a stressful day.
Right.
And they get their product in a timely fashion, and they love their pictures, and the next thing I know, they're calling me to do their maternity sessions, and then their newborn sessions, and family sessions, and they end up being lifelong friends.
Wow.
I have yet to have a bride that doesn't include me. I mean, we're family. By the end of the wedding day, we're all family.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's really wonderful to have a front row seat to all the special things that happen in their life.
Yeah.
So is that how you get most of your business, just word of mouth, or is there some kind of 100%
has been word of mouth.
That is amazing. No marketing dollars at all.
Wow.
That's great.
And I stay really booked with happy clients, and that's what I want, is happy clients.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do the majority of your photography here in Georgia, or is it a lot of travel involved?
My portrait work, some of it is local, but I get people that find me through referrals of maybe people that I've shot in the Atlanta area, and I fly all over, which is so much fun. I love it, love it, love it. I did a wedding in the Cayman Islands this past January and took my husband with me along with my assistant. And we had the best time laying on a beach having a second honeymoon, just the two of us, before the wedding even started.
Which, I love it.
Yay! It was awesome. So
perfect.
I really like to travel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to travel with all your gear? Is that just completely nerve-wracking to let
I
it see it go down the conveyor belt?
You know, there's definitely nerves involved, but I have it down to a science
yeah.
where I know exactly what I'm going to need. I know exactly how to pack it mm-hmm. so that it will stay safe from here to wherever it is that we're going. I mean, I've done weddings in Italy. I've done weddings, and I know what to take and how to pack it up to where it's safe, and mm-hmm. I have what I need when I get there.
Have they ever lost anything where you need some equipment, you have it shipped there in the proper amount of time with Delta, and like, well, we don't know where it is?
I only had one mishap, and that was a wedding I did in Long Island,
mm-hmm.
and the airline made me check a bag that was, I should have been able to keep with me. It's
yeah.
the size of a carry-on, but all the bins were full, and they ruined a $2,500 lens.
Oh, oh man. No. Did they pay for that?
No. They said, how do we know it wasn't that way when we...
Of course they did.
It was terrible. But the good news is I carry backups for everything that I have.
Yeah.
It went flawlessly because I had planned ahead.
Right.
So it was all good. And I'm insured. You know, I just replaced.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fine.
So, Cindy, has new technology in the industry, has it helped your industry? Is it hurting your industry? Is there cool stuff that we don't even know about?
I always enjoy the aspect of learning something new. So for me, it's exciting. And every 6 months, I hope that the pictures I'm taking now are so much better than the ones I took 6 months from 6 months ago that I hate those 6 months ago, and I'm loving the ones I'm loving now. And hopefully I will keep evolving to where everything is fresh and new and better and better. And I love every new techo. I'm a techno geek. I love all the stuff that they come out with. And at trade shows, I'm the one in every booth trying out every new thing to see if you can make something easier or faster or more efficient. And I love that.
I'm the same way. I don't know about you, but it's like a religious experience unpacking this stuff and just the smell and feeling. It's one of the
it's
most
Christmas.
Exciting things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What do you shoot with primarily?
I have two Canon 5D Mark IIIs. And I have an array of lenses from about every prime lens you can imagine to 24-70, 7200. I'm very happy with my selection of lenses.
Yeah.
And I take about 8 with me to every wedding.
Wow.
Wow. The Mark III is a great camera. I love that. I have the Mark II, so.
The Mark III is even more fun.
I know.
Definitely indulge.
I'm thinking about upgrading. So.
It's pretty awesome.
So, Cindy, how do our listeners reach out to you and get a hold of you and get these magical moments?
They can find me online at www.cindyharterphotography.com, or you can find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cindyharterphotography.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, next up on Meeting Pros, we are going to have Yona Binstock with Flowers by Yona. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Well, tell us a little bit about your business and how you got into it.
Yeah. I got into flowers. Well, I've always been into flowers ever since I was a little girl. My mom's from Denmark, so I used to go to Copenhagen as a child to visit my grandparents. And that was when I fell in love with flowers. There were fields of flowers and, you know, all the stores and carts on the streets. They were so beautiful and inspiring and mesmerizing, and I always wanted to do it. But, you know, sometimes you're too scared. So first I dove into a career in public relations. And then I decided I needed a change about 4 years ago. And I moved to Israel, and I started studying flowers, floral design there under some of the best designers in Israel. And I went over to Holland and studied there so I could be more technical in my with my training. And then I went back to Israel and did weddings and events, and finally I decided, okay, it's time to start my own business, time to get back to America. And about 8 months ago, I came back and started my business.
How was that? I know starting your own business is exciting, it's scary, and it's a lot of stuff you don't expect.
Yeah, it's really, really scary, but it's really exciting. I mean, I think it's so fulfilling to be able to do something you've always loved, do your passion, and you know, the only person you have to answer to is yourself and your clients, but that's a huge pressure. It's almost more than working for someone else because you have so much invested in it.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's 24/7. You can't just shut off at 5 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, there's no misplacing blame here.
No, and like 2 a.m. I'm still working and thinking, I hate my boss. You know, but I'm my boss.
Yeah. Just like Cindy, a lot of people think that, oh, well, flowers, what can you do with flowers? Well, what can you do with flowers? I know people just don't get it. They think, well, I can just put some flowers in a vase and arrange it, and there it is. It's magic. But that's not the case, is it, at all?
No, not at all. I mean, it starts from the minute you get the flowers until they're on the table, and even extending their life further than that. So, you know, you have to know how to condition your flowers. You have to know the right way to cut the flowers. I personally use a knife. But a lot of people haven't been trained with knives. But using a knife helps the flowers last longer. So there's that. And then you just have to know the right shape. I mean, if you're not putting the flowers in right, then they can die quicker. And if you're not, you know, the aesthetics could be off a little bit if you don't know how the technique works. So There's a lot more to it than just taking the flower, cutting it, and sticking it in the foam.
Definitely. What's the coolest thing you've done recently?
Oh, forever? The coolest thing I've done. I did a wedding a couple months ago, and the bride came to me with lanterns that she had bought and some bird cages and said, I want these on the table. Like, okay, what are we going to do with this? It ended up turning out beautifully. It was at this farm up in Tallapoosa, close to Alabama. And it turned out so cool with these bird cages, and it ended up getting picked up by Style Me Pretty, which was
that's awesome.
So cool. But,
that is awesome.
But it was, you know, better than I could have imagined. It's a little overwhelming sometimes when people bring you their own containers.
Definitely.
Yeah, I bet. They're like, here, fill this, make it pretty.
Right, but it ended up being really cool.
So what are the main kind of events you do? I know weddings, but what other kind of events?
I do these days I'm doing mostly weddings, but I also do, you know, small house parties, you know, 20 to 50 guests sometimes, and I'm doing some nonprofit work.
That's always great.
Yeah, and also a little bit of corporate that I'm trying to do a little more of.
Well, if you could tell people why they need flowers at their event. I know, guys, we don't get it. We don't understand. And you just explain why having the flowers there helps business people. It helps events. It helps everything.
I think flowers help bring everything together. You know, the colors of the linens, the theme of the party, the curtains that are up there. I think it just helps tie everything together. But it's also an ambiance thing. You walk into the room, and instead of seeing just white linens and white walls, you're looking at something a little more interesting. It's also can be a conversation point at the table if you don't know where to start with the people. But the biggest thing is they help complement the event. So whether it's a wedding or it's a corporate event, it's something that can help, I don't know, just make it bring more impact.
Definitely. How do you go about engagement with the customer? Do they come and say, well, I want lilies and sunflowers and this or that? Or do you sort of make some arrangements and show them, or how does that work?
A lot of times they've seen pictures on my website or on my Facebook, and they have ideas of what they like and what they don't like.
I want
and
the blue one, right? That's what
they're, they're like, I want that one, then picture 20. Okay, we have to count. But some have an idea of what they want, and some just have no clue. So it's kind of my job to help pull out of them what they like and what they don't like, especially. I've had a lot of brides tell me they don't like roses. You have to pull things out of them so that you can get exactly something that matches their personality, their budget,
yeah,
too.
Because a lot of times they're like, oh, I want these flowers and this, and you're like, it's not going to work.
Right, if they have a lower budget,
you can have two.
And they say they want orchids and peonies, then, you know, it's also my job to help find a suitable substitute that's cheaper. So
definitely.
I try to give them ideas of, okay, well, maybe instead of a peony, let's go with a garden rose or something that's a little bit more economical, but
looks very similar.
Right.
That's a good,
so there are good
substitutions,
but that's the process is really getting to know them. It's kind of like with the photography. You want to pick up on little nuances about their relationship and their personalities and be able to incorporate that into the design.
Mm-hmm. What trends have you seen really this year? What are the 2013 trends that people are going with?
I mean, the biggest one this year is vintage. Everybody wants vintage. And I don't know if it's the Great Gatsby that brought
that
out.
It is, but I bet.
But vintage is, you know, the mason jars of the past couple of years are out, and now it's more vintage. I've seen I've had a few brides call me with, they want a more modern look and, you know, clean lines. And I love that also. That can be beautiful. But mostly it's all vintage. Lots of greenery and, you know, light colors.
Mm-hmm. What's the hardest part you've found about starting your own business? What's been the hardest transition from just working for somebody and now you're like, you're the boss?
I mean, you have to think about everything. You have to think about financial things. You have to think about marketing. I'm still learning QuickBooks. I don't really get it. Finance is not my thing. But, having done PR, it was so easy doing it for other people. It's really hard to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
You have grandiose ideas of how you want it to be.
And you tend to be a little more modest about yourself.
Right.
Whereas I don't, you know, I didn't mind pimping out my clients before.
Exactly. That's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
But it feels wrong doing it to yourself.
Right. A little. Nobody likes to talk about themselves that much. So, I mean, those have really been the two hardest things for me. And just kind of figuring out a balance also between your personal life and your work life. life because there is no definitive line between them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So how are you getting out there and marketing to people?
It's been mostly word of mouth from the beginning. I've been very lucky and I've built some really great relationships with other vendors and with friends and just the community. And that's how I've gotten all my events up until now. But now that I have something new that I'm working on that's going to help hopefully get me out there more. There's a new wedding studio in Lenox Mall next to Neiman Marcus and Nicole Miller, kind of between them. And it's called La Maison de la Bridal.
Okay.
Erica Angeline, a bridal gown designer, she started it, and it just opened in July, and I'm the floral designer there.
Ah, that's really cool.
That's awesome.
So I'm really excited. I'm getting my flowers in this week, actually, so if anyone wants to stop by.
My girlfriend's going to make me go. Every time there's someone bridal on the show, she's like, I'll listen to that show. So.
But it's like a one-stop shop. You can find planners, photographers, wedding cake designers, caterers, and floral designer there.
It's like your own little mini trade show there. Yeah. You go to those bridal trade shows.
It's like a bridal show every day.
I absolutely love that. For me, just a one-stop shop.
That's all about
That's all you have to tell me.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that, and I think that'll really help also get my name out there.
All right. Well, any last words to our listeners? Anything you want to let them know?
Stop and smell the flowers.
Definitely. And how can they reach out and contact you?
You can reach me on my website, www.flowersbyyona.com, and I'm also on Facebook under Flowers by Yona.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
And last but definitely not least, we have Rebecca Gerba here with us. Welcome.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
So tell us about your business and what you guys do.
Great. So I own Rebecca Diane. It's an invitation and stationery boutique. Mm-hmm. And we specialize in invitations that are part of the guest's experience, not just an invitation to the experience.
Ah, I love it.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be fabulous.
Definitely. How much vary? I know my girlfriend's a graphic designer, and she's always buying paper, and there's like 1,000 different kinds of paper. How do you go through and choose what kind of paper to do these invitations? I know it's really important.
It is, and I love paper, I must add. I come from a web graphic background, and I transitioned into the print world at one point. And learning about how many different papers were out there was overwhelming.
Yes.
Because they all start at different mills, and then there's distributors, and then, of course, there's retailers. Now it's become probably one of the most fun parts of my job, and oftentimes is a differentiator for Rebecca Diane, because we don't just work as dealers with a subset of papers. Instead, we're set up to go all around the world and get whatever papers are the perfect fit.
That is awesome. How do you? Who's your ideal client, and how do you find the perfect fit, the perfect kind of invitations for people?
Sure. Well, the ideal client is someone who wants an invitation that when people open it, they feel honored to have received such a special item in the mail. Someone who wants their guests, an invitation to actually get their guests excited about coming to the event. And most important, where we can add the most value, is someone who really wants to tie the design of the invitation into the design of the entire event, so that the invitation is almost like a prelude to what they're going to see when they get there. So we might coordinate with a florist or with even a photographer or whoever's baking the cake, just to have all the little design elements tie throughout the whole event.
See, that's really cool. And I'm at the age right now where all my friends are starting to get married. I'm getting those invitations. And it really, I don't know if it has an impact, but if the invitation's not that good, I'm less likely to go to the wedding. I don't know. Is that a thing?
Well, I'd like to believe it's a thing. I've received some invitations over the past couple years where I've heard the wedding is going to be, or whatever the event. It could be a mitzvah. It could be a big anniversary party. And it's supposed to be this fabulous event. And then I get the invitation, and I have to look at it twice and see, is this the invitation to that same event that I was hearing about? Because it didn't set the tone for what I thought the event was going to be.
Definitely.
Or what I saw the event to be. So I do think invitations absolutely are the first thing that someone sees.
The initial interaction with the event so that they know what to expect.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have a paper company myself, so I love paper. I used to teach paper making, actually, to kids in the summer. And it is a smelly, smelly mess, but it is so much fun.
It is. And there's nothing just like, there's so much you can do with paper beyond color.
Yeah.
The tactile, the texture, just the feel, you can bring out so many different emotions just based on paper itself.
So you guys do some couture-inspired designs. My girlfriend loves couture fashion. I still have no idea what any of it means. Can you explain this to me?
Sure. Well, it's funny. It's a word that I think a lot of people define different ways. Some people, you think of couture, and they're like, oh, that's Chanel. They can translate it to fashion, but not necessarily to an invitation, although it is a pretty common word used in the invitation world. So to me, the way that Rebecca Diane uses couture is it's all about the process. So imagine you go to a dressmaker, and you have an event you're going to go to, but you don't have material, you don't have a design for the dress, you're going to a dressmaker to design everything, make it fit you, make it fit perfectly for the event you're going to, and then they pick out the materials, and it gets all put together. Same kind of a process, but with invitations. So for us, couture is 100% custom.
Wow. Is that one of your most popular items? Do people like to have the 100% custom, or do they go with normally prepackaged? Or?
I think it's becoming more and more popular. I think some people hear the word 100% custom and think, oh, I don't have time for that, or, oh, it's too complicated.
Too expensive.
Yeah. It's going to be too much work for them. But as I've been getting the word out that it's actually very easy to work with us to get a couture design, more and more people are opting for the couture over more of a ready-to-order.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants their wedding to be custom and one of a kind.
Yes.
So I imagine that's a huge selling point for the handmade designs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So talk us through a customer engagement. A customer comes to you. They're not sure what they want for invitations. How does that work?
So much fun. So first of all, throughout my entire career, no matter what I've done, always believed in starting with the vision or with the end in mind. So we really take a lot of time to work with our clients or prospective clients to get to know who they are, to get to not just what they want for their event, but who they are, things they like, things they don't like, what emotions they want people to feel when they're at the event or when they open an invitation, request a lot of different pictures. They can even send us fabrics or things that they like. And then we just work with them from then to pick out the right design, the right shape, how it's going to open. From there, we work back and forth till we get a design that's perfect. And it's supposed to just be a stress-free, really fun process for them.
It does sound like a lot of fun.
Where it's all about them. And it's as special as their special event.
Do you guys make special packages or work within people's budgets?
Absolutely. So again, some people get scared and think, oh, couture, really, really expensive or time-consuming. We are now about to release a ready-to-order line that's great because it still has all the quality and the trends and the excitement of the couture line, but it's a little bit more budget-friendly for folks who...
No one will know the difference.
Yeah. Exactly. So we can work with all different sorts of budgets depending on what people have in mind.
Are there any other trends you're seeing in the industry right now?
Love right now. This geometric or graphic, these designs that are out that have very bold patterns.
Oh, I love it. The Aztec prints are everywhere. I love it.
So that's a big trend. And then the really super intricate die cuts, whether it be an enclosure that's die cut or a belly band that's wrapped around a more classic type of an invitation. I think those are great trends
very
right now
pretty.
That are out. Yeah.
And you do letterpress as well. Do you have a letterpress in your studio?
So I don't right now, maybe down the road one day, but absolutely love letterpress. I'm associated with probably at least 10 different shops that do letterpress because all letterpresses are different depending on a lot of
different... The time, the age of them and...
That's right, how deep you want the impression to be, how big the pieces that you're letterpressing. So anyway, I'm associated with a lot of different printers, but we also love to do engraving and debossing and embossing, and I just did one that had beveled edges that were gold foiled with gold leaf. And
that is so cool.
It was really beautiful. Yeah. So the sky is the limit, and there's no vendor or no process that we can't do or figure out how to work with.
Well, it sounds like the ideal job for anyone creative because you're working on something new or creating stuff from scratch that's people are going to keep forever, and it's really going to make memories.
That's the idea. It's a keepsake. It's supposed to be something they hold on to. Yeah.
All right. Here's a personal technical question. how long do you wait to send out invitations to people, or how much time do you give them to respond? Because I'm the, like, well, it's 2 weeks before my wedding. Here's a Facebook invite. Come if you want to. That's cool, but I don't think that's going to work.
That's not necessarily, not necessarily proper wedding etiquette there. So, you know, save the dates are usually the first thing to go out. People recommend around 8 months out, especially if you have a lot of out-of-town guests, because it gives them warning and allows them time to make plans. In terms of the wedding invitations themselves, it's usually 6 to 8 weeks. If you have not sent a save the date, you're probably going to go closer to 8 weeks. If you have sent to save the date, then 6 weeks is good. In terms of when you get the response back, when you ask them to send the RSVP cards back to you, that would depend on when the venue is requesting final counts in terms of catering. And I usually recommend that people even tack an extra week or so onto that, because especially if you're getting escort cards or place cards done where individual guests' names have to be put on each one of the cards, then the stationer has to have time to be able to do that. So
definitely. Well, what's the future? What's the future of the company?
Great things, I tell you. We're hoping to not only attract the folks who are already looking for what we have, but create a little bit of a new market by showing something that people see and think, I just have to have that. So really hoping to kind of, you know, start some new trends here, especially in the Atlanta market, but we do serve nationally as well.
Great. I love that. Well, how can our listeners reach out and contact you and get this stuff made?
Lots of different ways. So there's www.RebeccaDiane.com. There's also Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest, all of which have a username of RD Invitations.
Okay.
And then, of course, you can also call. Phone numbers on the website.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for informing our listeners today and giving me a lot of good information. I learned a lot today, so that's normally the case.
Thank you.
So, Jessica, how's your Ventrepreneurs group going? I always like to ask before we close the show.
Wonderfully. We're growing all the time, and it's very exciting to have more and more event industry professionals be involved in the dialogue on that group, because everybody has something to add to it that we can all learn from. So.
Awesome.
That's good.
Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.